USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In the Senate impeachment trial for President Trump, they're now in the Q&A phase. New Mexico Democrat Tom Udall says the Senate has yet to take on the issue of witnesses, including John Bolton.
Well, will you go back and forth on these witnesses? Why don't we let the Chief Justice rule on relevancy and materiality? And I've been working with Chris Van Hollen. We had a motion to that effect. I think we should put that motion up, number one, right behind the vote on the witnesses. And we should say, let's let the Chief Justice rule.
Republican senators are now trying to find a way to deal with the fallout from John Bolton's forthcoming book. The White House has issued a letter to him looking to block the publication of the former National Security Advisor's book, which accuses the president of wrongdoing. This is USA Radio News.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
President Trump has signed the new trade deal with Mexico and Canada, the USMCA agreement. It allows most of the $1.2 trillion in trilateral trade to continue unchanged. President Trump says it's a win for U.S. workers.
It's been a long time. Everybody said this was a deal that could not be done. Too complicated, too big, couldn't be done. We got it done. And today we're finally ending the NAFTA nightmare and signing into law the brand new U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement.
The agreement will not go into effect until Canada ratifies it. Over 200 Americans are back from Wuhan, China, where the coronavirus outbreak began. The government chartered a plane evacuating them. They continued on to Southern California after everybody on board passed a health screening test in Anchorage, Alaska. China reports over 130 people have died so far from the virus. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
After a few days of weather delays, SpaceX has launched a Falcon 9 rocket, putting 60 Starlink satellites into orbit. They say there'll be dozens more for their new internet service. The Falcon's first stage landed safely on a barge in the Atlantic, the third time it's flown in less than a year. The company hopes to fly astronauts to the International Space Station as soon as this spring. SpaceX CEO Elon Musk said the company will need at least 400 satellites in orbit to provide minimal coverage and at least 800 to provide moderate coverage. With this launch, the private spaceflight company is over halfway to the minimal coverage mark and says service could begin sometime this year. A Jewish super PAC is going after Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders over health and other concerns. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
The Democratic majority for Israel's new ad campaign, which is now running in Iowa, questions the 78-year-old's electability and points to his heart attack last fall. It features voters expressing concerns about Sanders and his health and ability to beat President Trump.
I doubt if Bernie Sanders can beat Trump.
I like Bernie. I think he has great ideas. But Michigan, Pennsylvania, Iowa, they're just not going to vote for a socialist.
I do have some concerns about Bernie Sanders' health.
Sanders has released doctor's notes indicating that he has the mental and physical vigor to take on the presidency. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.